Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of We Like Your Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and All Mystery Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world.
You are my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo. Anime Boston reporting is just about done. Only have two Let's Play videos I shot with Andrew from Wiki Anime Lep, and I will have everything all set. And with that con all over, it is now time to jump into the next one, which is, of course, PAX East. I'll be there, Ninja and Panda from Ash will be there, as will be Louie from Nerd Crave. We've got a good team this year. I'm so looking forward to being able to report on it again. I also want to give a big shout out to a couple of my buddies over at Nerds Clothing. And for this instance, Nerds stands for Nobody Ever Respects Dork Society. They'll be at PAX East in booth 1052. So if you go down there, buy some of their cool gear and tell them the Boston Bastard Brigade sent you. They'll most certainly thank you for it. Rapper Mega Man will be at the booth, and they'll be selling some exclusive tees, posters, and bundles with Rand's albums. Get there early before they sell out. Now, before we jump into this week's playlist, we gotta give a big, huge congrats to Baby Metal for having their latest album, Metal Resistance, debut at number 39 on the Billboard 200, the highest-rated Japanese album on the American charts in over 50 years. They also reached number 15 on the British charts and number 7 over at Australia, where Moe Metal hopes to someday visit so she can hug a koala. And of course, Metal Resistance also landed at number 2 on the Oregon charts in their home country of Japan. So yeah! Music world domination is imminent for Baby Metal, and I hope you all supported their conquering causes by buying Metal Resistance. We gave it 5 stars after all, so you know it's a goddamn essential. With all that being said, let's get to today's music. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. We're going to start things off with a band that was mentioned in the Nanoripe interview I took part in at Anime Boston. They're called The Yellow Monkey, and as luck would have it, the band just got back together after a 12-year break. From their 1997 album, 6, this is I Can Be Shit, Mama.
Let's go. いがねて嘘を何度も交わされる試練
君を見る したり、ドアを開けたり、
荷物持ったり、
道調べたり、あれこれって信じられてるのか、お前セダンが乗り屈とする君と、 Oh baby 気が気じゃない僕はガードレール、そうやってずっと並んでこう、今笑って肩をすくめたんだ、
守るつもりでいても現実はきっと
最後の最後で転んだ僕を、君が笑って手を引くんだ、お前せなんか君が隠せるなら、 Oh baby 僕は多分しわくじゃな地図、そうやって客観感を見、何言ってんのって、だからそのつまり Marry me and spring my seven girl、 今日こそはちゃんと僕に言わせて、何かも君今抱き寄せる、
The Cheerful Goose House with Sedan Girl from last year's Bitter album. This was the second record the group released in 2015, the other record being Milk. In all honesty, that one I felt to be the better of the two. Goose House just released a new single for Love and Life, so be sure to check that out as well. The night before Anime Boston 2016, Toonami dropped one of the biggest bombshells that practically no one saw coming. Next year, we are getting not one, but two new seasons of Fooly Cooly, the iconic anime series that not only just took the world by storm with a mere 6 episodes, but was the catalyst that started No Borders, No Race. According to Adult Swim, the original voice cast and the Pillows are planning to be back, as are series creator Kazuya Tsurumaki and designer Yoshiyuki Sadamoto. New to the team will be director Katsuyuki Motohiro, who recently directed the Psycho Pass movie. Some people are split on this new series, and I can understand why there are those hesitant to jump on board with a new season. This is Fooly Cooly, after all, and its 6-season run is said to be a work of anime perfection, myself included. But I am very optimistic about this. A little cautious, yes, but optimistic nonetheless. I'm the type of person who loves seeking out the answers to everything in an anime, and Fooly Cooly had left me with a couple of these questions. Like, whatever happened to Naota's mother? What kind of planet did Haruko originate from? And why did Haruko leave her base with Naota in the end? And it looks like at least one of those questions is going to be answered. Let me read you the premise that Adult Swim provided for this series. In the new season of Fooly Cooly, many years have passed since Naota and Haruharu Haruko shared their adventure together. Meanwhile, the war between the two entities known as Medical Mechanica and Fraternity rages across the galaxy. Enter Hidomi, a young teenage girl who believes there is nothing amazing to expect from her average life. Until one day, when a new teacher named Haruko arrives at her school. Soon enough, Medical Mechanica is attacking her town. Hidomi discovers a secret within her that could save everyone. A secret that only Haruko can unlock. But why did Haruko return to Earth? What happened to her Rickenbacker 4001 she left with Naota? And where did the human-type robot Conti go? And that's the premise of the second season, apparently. And it honestly sounds like it could be a really good season if executed properly. While the focus on a new protagonist may turn some off, it doesn't mean Nauta or even Mamimi won't be in it in some shape or form. If anything, Season 2 could keep its focus on the new people's lives that Haruko invades, with Season 3 bringing both Nauta and Hidome together for the final battle with Haruko against Nanako Mechanica. Of course, this is Philly Cooling after all. So we really cannot expect anything until we start seeing a trailer, or even the very first episode when it airs sometime next year. Still, I'm very excited to see what's to come in these two new seasons. Like I said, Fully Cooley really started it all for me here on No Borders, No Race. No Fully Cooley, no pillows, and so on and so forth. But what do you guys think? Are you excited for a new Fully Cooley? Write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com and we'll read the best responses on a future episode. I mean, you could just easily comment on it, or you could even give your own hypothesis on what's going to happen in the show. If we like it, we will read it. Let's spin some magic from the Dresden Dolls, who are reuniting for two shows this summer, one of which will be at the Blue Hills Pavilion in Boston on August 26th. Tons of surprises will be in store, with the possibility of new music, and I'm really crossing my fingers on that one. From their B-side collection, No Virginia, this is Night Reconnaissance.
Nothing is cooler than children who come from good homes. God will forgive them, I guess, but whose side are you on? Driving around the old town, I remember it all.
Starts up a band of his own. 約止めになった二人の声は時間を取ってまさぐるんだぜ液化した二人の愛はワープしてよワープして
was Warp by Monobright from their 2009 record Monobright 2. A new album from the band, Bright Ground Music, is due to be released later this week. It should come as no surprise that Nintendo would be able to hit it out of the ballpark with its first mobile app, but I was not expecting something that's as fun and surprisingly informative as Miitomo. The app is basically a combination of Mi and Ask.fm, where you can friend your peeps on Facebook and Twitter and basically answer questions for points towards Mi clothes and possible other goodies. I keep getting these other My Nintendo points, but I have no idea what they're there for yet. Maybe they might go to something like physical goodies like the old Nintendo Rewards program, or maybe they can go towards some digital games, which would also be really cool. What I like about Miitomo is its ability to ask its users questions and let your friends comment on it. Yes, some of the things can be trivial, but it's amazing how open some of my friends can be on here. It's like I'm finding out so much more about my friends than I ever did on Facebook, Twitter, and I know it's been over a decade since anyone has uttered this word, MySpace. And I mean this in a very positive way. It's weird, but Nintendo has found a way for people to be more open and honest in social media without anyone acting like a self-righteous douchebag. Oh, and I love how there's no filter and censorship at all on Miitomo. You can curse in a Nintendo product all you want. Don't change that, Nintendo. Keep it as is. But in all honesty, I like Miitomo. It's social media at its most simple of forms, so you don't have to worry about liking pages and other stupid things. You can like or comment on someone's answer and get a tiny conversation going, and that's about it. Plus, you can also visit your friends' places, although there really isn't anything to see in there. Rooms are just about the same with everyone. Maybe they'll add on to that later in the year, but at any rate, I love Miitomo, and if you've got a smartphone, I suggest giving it a download. It's free, but there are optional microtransactions that you don't have to buy to enjoy the app's experience. Coming up, we've got the all-girl rocker Scandal, who just released their newest album, Yellow. I was listening to it the other day. It's really good. From that record is a little ditty known as Love Me Do.
she's a bromide. She makes green fire in the tunnel of thorns, and she's got yellow eyes. She cooks a mama in a brutal ruin. It's hard to tell exactly what she's doing. An incantation and the crow flew in.
Tina for you lovers of hard rock and cellos from their Frustration Plantation album. That one is called Celine the Salt Lake Queen. Last year, Rasputina released a concept album exclusively on CD called Unknown, which was based off the works of author Thomas Wilkins. When it comes to great cartoons of the 90s, the Powerpuff Girls is high on that list. The adventures of Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup as they fought the likes of Mojo Jojo, him, and the Gangrene Gang was always a joy to watch throughout middle and high school. It was funny, action-packed, and paid many great homages to anime and kaiju movies. Now over a decade since the last actual episode aired, not counting that weird CGI special that came out in 2014, the Powerpuff Girls have returned in a new reboot series. As a fan of the original program, I can attest that this new Powerpuff Girls show is pretty good. It's not the greatest thing in the world, mind you, but for what it's worth, they could have done a lot of really bad things to this show to transform it into a shell of its former self. But they didn't, so good on Cartoon Network on that part. What I think I like most about this new Powerpuff Girls is that the girls seem to be a bit older than the previous show. In the original, they were all in kindergarten, but here, from what Miss Keen was teaching in the Painbow episode, the girls look to be in the third, maybe fourth grade. This would explain the differences of attitude shown in the girls, with Blossom coming off more high and mighty with her intelligence, Bubbles' girly-girly attitude being a bit more snippy, and Buttercup pumping up the tomboyishness to new levels. So far, I've enjoyed the Hangover parody, Buttercup joining a roller derby team, and the Unicorn episode, which shows Bubbles at her funniest. Not everyone has been a winner, though, as I found the episode where the mayor saves the Powerpuff Girls being very out of character for the Watcher of Townsville. And honestly, the weakest episode has to be the first one, where Buttercup and Blossom fight over the second ticket Bubbles wins in a radio contest. I kinda cringed when Blossom went into a rap battle with her sister. That was just too much. But thankfully, that's been really the only bad thing about the new Powerpuff Girls series. I've enjoyed it, and I think it stays somewhat true to the spirit of the original series. Also, it may take a couple episodes, but the new voices of the girls are alright. I do miss Kathy Cavadini, E.G. Daily, and Tara Strong, but I get that they needed to go with some voices that captured the age that the Powerpuff Girls are in now, rather than then. Granted, it'll never replace the original series. Powerpuff Girls was very iconic, still is iconic, which you can watch the entirety of on Netflix. But I'm saying you can enjoy both the original and this reboot without criticism. Hopefully without criticism. Don't criticize anyone for liking the reboot, is what I'm trying to say. But I would like to know your thoughts on the new Powerpuff Girls cartoon. Like it? Hate it? Write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com and we'll read the best comments on another episode here on No Borders or Limits. Right now, we're going to spin something from the Teenage Kissers, who are fronted by J-pop extraordinaire Nana Kitade. From their mini-album, Lightning Machine, this is Shooting Star.
Oh,
By Air with Someday Somewhere from last year's 4 album. A very good record, and while it didn't make it onto my top 20 albums list, it did merit a spot in one of my honorable mention segments. The spring anime season is now upon us, with a plethora of shows that are there for the viewing. A lot of promise is seen in the likes of Trigger's Kiznaiva and Space Patrol Luluko, as well as My Hero Academia and the new seasons of Terraformers, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and even Sailor Moon Crystal. Yeah, Crystal is actually good this time around. However, the one series that so far stands out the most for me is one that just came straight out of left field, and that is JC Staff's Flying Witch. Based on the manga series by Chihiro Ishizuka, Flying Witch focuses on Makoto, a young high schooler who, along with her cat Chito, leaves her Yokohama home for Aomori to stay with her second cousins Kei and Chinatsu. Things seem rather odd about Makoto, who is seen talking to her cat as if they're a person. It's not until Makoto is seen looking at a broom to purchase at a local store when her strangeness is revealed, one that involves witchcraft. She is, of course, the flying witch that the title suggests, but as of the beginning of the series, that's all she can do. Hence why she has returned to Aomori to hone her skills. So why is Flying Witch the series everyone should keep a close watch on? Well, it's about the tone the show gives off. It's like the equivalent of a giant blanket being wrapped around you for its entire duration. It's super comfortable to watch, and it shows that you don't really have to be off-the-wall crazy to go for some big laughs. One of the funniest moments I've seen in an anime this year occurs in the first episode of Flying Witch. Now, I don't want to give it away because I want you to watch it, but it involves Makoto offering a token of friendship to her classmate. It also helps that the series goes a more realistic approach to the portrayal of these characters. Like Miyazaki, and to a greater extent, Mamoru Hosoda, Flying Witch showcases Makoto, Kei, and Chinatsu as anime characters acting like real people, rather than anime characters acting like anime characters. Because of this approach, the show gives off a vibe that is very similar to that of Miyazaki's Kiki's Delivery Service, and to me, comparing an anime series to a classic film like that is the highest of compliments you can give. It especially does a great job with some of the childlike reactions from Chinatsu, be it her seeing Makoto fly for the first time, or meeting the strange-looking Harbinger when he shows up at her doorstep. These first two episodes were animated quite gorgeously, with some of the most soothing backdrops I've seen in this series this year. I'm not 100% sure how to truly describe it, but the realm of Aomori both looks and feels like a Thomas Kinkade painting brought to life. One other thing that brings together everything in a pleasant light is its folksy score, which was composed by Yoshiaki Dewa. His Remezume is on a bit of the short side, with A Lull in the Sea and Amnesia being the only other scores he's worked on, but here's hoping other anime production companies will hear his work and hire him for future series. I highly recommend giving the first two episodes of Flying Witch a viewing. You can currently watch it on Crunchyroll with Hulu and the Anime Network possibly airing within a week or so. Our buddies at Sentai Filmworks have licensed it for a US release, so hopefully it'll come to Blu-ray sometime next year. But yeah, Flying Witch is the type of anime that'll leave you with a warm feeling in your heart and a comfortable smile on your face. Here's a little something for Midnight Drive that I'm sure will set the mood right. From his 2013 album Outrun, and serving as the opening theme to that classic Ryan Gosling film Drive, here is Kavinsky with Night Call.
How I feel. There's something inside you.
Legendary Judy and Mary with Hitotsudake from their 2001 album, Warp. This will be the final record from this band before disbanding, with frontwoman Yuki moving on to have a very successful solo career. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders Erase. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band or want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei for her Nazo Nazo Nyongo segment, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, on Twitter at king_baby_duck, on Twitch at twitch.tv/omnistryinc, and on Anime Amino at kingbabyduckesh. Like us on Facebook.com/Boston Bash Brigade and on Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, Smash Rook, The Structure Network, and Nerd Crave. Be sure to check out all of Electric Sisterhood's PAX East coverage this weekend. We'll have loads of games to talk about, and hopefully next week we'll have yet another edition of our one-on-one series featuring some of the awesome developers we're going to be chatting with on the convention floor. I'm stoked for this year. Got a big team at Esh covering it, so look out for tons of cool games that we'll be featuring, as well as Electric Sisterhood's annual roundtable with some of our favorite gaming press pals. We're going to end the show with Nico Touches the Wall, who just released the new album Yukimo Aimo Nainante. This song is called Tokyo Dreamer. Until next time, this is King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps. I'll see you on the PAX East convention floor.
Hatenai yume wo miteru kimi datte miteru hazu tomoi yo de近くに 君だって見えるはず。捉えようのない魔物、後ろ歩きの虚構。 を見てる君だって見てるはず悲しいようで実は薄いてる君だってわかるはず普段言えないことも口にしてみること挑んでいくこと日本の足で出すこと東京の
This is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.